Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and there was a big announcement that came out actually in the world of healthcare locally last week, and here to talk to us about it today is Carol Ann Esnard, who is the board chair of the Carleton Place and District Memorial Hospital. That's changing. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. But Carol Ann, welcome to Lake 88.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you had a special meeting that took place last week. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, the meeting we had last week was actually the annual general meeting of the Carleton Place Hospital. And we actually did it in conjunction with our partner hospital, the Elmont General Hospital. They had their annual general meeting as well. And at this meeting, both boards determined to approve a new set of common bylaws and a new alliance agreement, which will help to solidify a collaboration that the two hospitals have been working on together for the last 6 years. So that at the end of the day, both hospitals will work, both hospital boards, I should say, will work as one. And we're calling ourselves the allied boards. So what that means is that the hospitals still remain as two separate legal corporations with two separate budgets. But we've made the determination that from a governance point of view, we could function as one allied boards and discuss files and issues as one, so that at the end of the day, we're actually offering a more coordinated system of health services for the catchment areas that we serve.
I love the words like alliance and cooperation and so on. It's not, the word merger doesn't really come into play, because I love that cooperation and alliance thing. This isn't unique. This isn't something that is, you know, not uncharted territory, because we know that the CEO of both the hospitals is Mary Wilson Trider. So there's already been that established cooperation. This just seems like the next logical step.
In fact, it's probably the last final step, because we've been working on this for the last 6 years. And even prior to my arrival on the board in 2015, the two boards that were already talking to each other, at least I think around 2014, about looking for ways to collaborate. And so it's been an evolution, if you will, of seeking opportunities as we move forward in each hospital where we could collaborate. And as you say, Mary was probably one of the first, one of the first tangible examples of collaboration. And through very good, steady steps over the years, we've evolved that collaboration. So for example, we now have a fully integrated senior management team between both hospitals, one CFO for both hospitals, one VP of operations for both hospitals, one chief nursing executive for both hospitals, and of course, one CEO for both hospitals. So over these last 6 years, we did the boards of each hospital, did a lot of work in terms of assessing collaborative opportunities that were put forward to them, be it from an operational point of view. For example, we aligned strategic plans, we aligned clinical services plan, we aligned our quality plans. And eventually, the last little pieces were finally getting to the governance. And from a governance perspective, we started, each hospital had their own subcommittees to our committees of the board, same committees, but they each did their own thing. And so we did start to think about, is there a possibility that we could have joint committees? And in fact, we started that exercise about 2 years ago, whereby the joint committees of each hospital, there'd be members from Carleton Place Board and members from the Elmont Board. And we looked at the issues that were put before, most of them, a lot of them very similar, because we're dealing with the same things. Example, quality care should not be different in both hospitals. And it worked so well. And I think, you know, and it was an opportunity for directors to meet and understand and bring their ideas to the table with the other directors from the other hospital. And it worked so well that we felt the final piece that we had to do, which we did over this last year, was bring the two boards together. And that's exactly what happened last week.
It sounds like everybody's on board too, like, pardon the pun there, but, you know, it does sound like everybody's on board, and you called it the logical final step. So I don't imagine that there was any sort of resistance to this. And really, it sounds like it's a group of people who think that this makes the overall hospital, both the hospitals, better, and the healthcare being provided to the people better as well.
Absolutely. You know, the process, and I was very impressed with the process, is, as I say, it was very much an evolution, and we took our time and we did our research. And when I say our, we had a Mississippi River Health Alliance committee that we formed to quarterback this whole process, if you will, over these last 6 years. And every time an opportunity would present itself, it would go to this alliance committee that would assess it, felt it was, and then their recommendations would move forward to each board, who then would debate it and eventually give their approval. And throughout this whole process, I would, and as well, I should say, what helped us a lot as well is we did our research on other models out there in the province. And there was a couple of models that we appreciated and thought, you know, they're a lot like our hospital system. Let's hear them out. And we invited them to the Alliance Committee to give a presentation. So we'd have the CEO and the chair of the board of those alliances talk to us about what worked well, what didn't work well. And from all of that, we digested it and came out with, if you will, our model that we felt would work best for our two hospitals. And the underlying factor, I think, of to your point of why this has worked well and there haven't really been any issues, is it's a question of trust and it's a question of respect. And really, at the end of the day, it just makes common sense to do it this way. So it's really been a wonderful process with really no negatives that I could think of.
It sounds very similar to what's happened in Perth and Smiths Falls, though they are one hospital. And as you said, these are going to remain two separate hospitals. But it just sort of expands the scope of care provided by each hospital, because you have these incredible resources that they may have in Elmont that they don't have in Carleton Place. And now it's, you know, it's just quick and easy. It's like, okay, you're going to be going to Carleton Place to get this done, you're going to go to Elmont and have this taken care of. That I think for most patients, even though that's been going on for a little while now, but I think for most patients who may not realize it, that's going to be incredibly comforting.
Yes, exactly. And it all comes down to this idea of bringing excellent healthcare close to home. And you're absolutely right. And it is, it has been happening and will happen even more as we build on the expertise of each hospital. You know what? You have cardiology, whatever assessment needs to be done. The place to do it is to go to Carleton Place. You don't have to go into Ottawa right now to get this done, but do it in Carleton Place. And if you're delivering a baby, well, guess what? If you're a Carleton Place resident, maybe we should, we'll be going to Elmont, or you'd like to go to Elmont. So yes, and we'll be doing more and more, you know, going forward. The process hasn't stopped in terms of looking for opportunities of collaboration. It doesn't stop. Always something will come up and it will be assessed. And hey, if it makes sense, let's do it.
Is this needed now more than ever with the influx of people that we've seen in Mississippi Mills and in Carleton Place as well? We know Carleton Place is the fastest growing community in Canada, and Mississippi Mills not far behind it. And same with Beckwith and, you know, your main areas that you draw from. How much of that plays into taking this, I guess, this governance level to the next level?
Yes, I certainly think that's a factor. You know, to your point, is because there's a larger catchment area and the population is growing and the health needs are out there. What it also does for the hospitals is, from a human resources point of view, for example. We all know that there's a shortage of doctors, and not all doctors necessarily want to come out to a Carleton Place hospital, a rural hospital, versus being in the city. But if you can sit there and entice the medical doctors that you're not just coming to the Carleton Place Hospital, you're coming to a healthcare system that's actually two hospitals with a very large catchment area that's serving 55,000 plus people, then there might be a much greater interest for the specialists and doctors to come out. And we're actually starting to see that.
And also, we should note that the continued partnerships are there with other hospitals as well. When we look at, say, Lanark County as a whole, the Perth and Smiths Falls Hospital, as well as the Elmont and the Carleton Place District Memorial Hospital, all of these, you do work together. There are people who go for treatment at these different hospitals that can certainly be provided, that may not be available in their home community, but they don't need to go to Kingston. They don't need to go to Ottawa. Yeah. And that gift of time is incredibly precious.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
It's fantastic that this is happening. How do you think, if someone were to ask you today, how does this make healthcare better for the people that you serve?
I've been a resident of the Carleton Place Beckwith Township area for over 30 years. And I would say the healthcare system, my assessment of the healthcare system in this area is, I think the two hospitals in this area are hidden gems. I worked all my life in large organizations and sort of lived in big cities, but I have been so impressed ever since I've come on the board of the Carleton Place Hospital and got to know the Elmont Hospital. I've been so impressed with the professionalism and the high degree of attention and care that the medical staff and frontline personnel give to their patients. It's fantastic. And that's why I say it really is a hidden gem. One of the points I made at my chair's remarks, I was just finishing off my chair's remarks and the comment, because I was still finishing off my term as the chair of the Carleton Place Board, I said, the Carleton Place Hospital may be small, but it is mighty. And that is a term I would probably also use maybe in my remarks next year when I'm talking about the two hospitals together, that truly, you know, rural hospitals are extremely efficient organizations. And what I've seen happen over my tenure as a director is unbelievable in terms of best care close to home.
I think it's very important that the people who are on boards like these are first and foremost members of the community, that goes without saying, but also have experience and have used the healthcare system, because that gives you that perspective of what works and also what doesn't work.
Yes. And for the most part, in terms of you're absolutely right. And that's where their passion to want to serve and give back to the community comes when they come onto the board. They obviously are chosen, the directors are chosen for various skills that they are able to offer to make, to help with the governance. The other point I was going to make is that in one of our quality care committee, we work a lot on that in terms of what works, what doesn't work in terms of delivering patient care to patients. And we look at the issues and we make sure the issues get corrected. At a board level, one of the standard things that we do in our reports to the board is the chief nursing executive comes forward with what we call a compliment and a concern. And at each board meeting, we are informed of someone's experience at the hospital, be it positive or negative. Of course, we love hearing the positive, and we hear a lot of that, but we also don't ignore the concern. And the concern, the way they are explained to us, are such that when something has happened, what I appreciate as a board chair is that there's an immediate follow-up and response from the chief nursing executive to write and fix that concern.
Really, it sounds like it's going to be something to watch moving forward as we continue to hear about successes between the two hospitals. It is known as the Mississippi River Health Alliance. And I mentioned right off the top that your title was changing a bit. You're still the board chair of this new MRHA board, right?
Yes. And as I say, yeah, that's correct. So I'm the chair of the allied boards, and of which it consists of two boards, the Carleton Place Board and the Almont General Hospital Board. And what we've done as well is we unveiled to help give a common voice, if you will, to this alliance, we've also unveiled a new logo, which is the Mississippi River Health Alliance. And this new logo will be something that we would like to use when we are announcing collaborative news or newsletters or whatever. And it's just to help make more visible this wonderful collaboration that we've built together rather than just have the two hospital logos there.
Absolutely. Was there anything else that you wanted to leave our listeners with before we let you go?
Well, the other point I was going to make as well is along with each hospital be continuing to be separate legal entities with separate budgets, the foundations are also going to remain as separate foundations for each hospital. And and we all know how important foundations are to raising funds to purchase clinical medical equipment for the hospitals. And I would like to reassure individuals who have donated or wish to donate to the hospitals that their donations will go to their hospital of choice. So if you're a Carleton Place donor and you want to donate to your foundation in Carleton Place, that's where your money will go and that's where your money will stay. So I think that's an important distinction to make. And again, as I said, I think we're going to be on, I'm feeling extremely positive about what has happened in the Carleton Place and Almont region, especially from a healthcare perspective, in terms of what we've done from having the two hospitals work together. As you well know, there's a new emergency department that's going to be built in Carleton Place. We're in the final stage. We'll be tendering over this summer. And we hope to have a shovel in the ground ceremony in the fall. We have Almont Hospital is looking to have a CT scan project approved. We hope very soon. So that's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, the emergency department and the CT scan are going to be state of the art healthcare right here close to home.
That's awesome. And that's what it's all about. That's what people deserve. It really is. And thanks to you and the board and everyone at the hospital and the foundations for working so hard to make that happen. Carol Ann, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. I know that this will not be our last conversation. I look forward to the next one. And best of luck with the new alliance, with the new allied board. And again, we'll speak to you again and look forward to great things coming out of your neck of the woods.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Carol Ann Esnard. We have been talking about the Mississippi River Health Alliance, the changes going on with the governance of the two hospitals, the Almont General Hospital and the Carleton Place and District Memorial Hospital on this edition of In Focus. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.